Oh, hey Mario, how's it going?
Very good.
That's great.
Hey, I'm a thirsty. You got something to drinky?
You know I do. Hey, guess what, Mario? I got a new book out in the Kindle store.
Very good.
Yeah, it is very good. It's called Digitally Stimulated. It's a brand new venture that I'm taking on right now.
Hey, who's that behind you?
Oh, that's my brother, Ian. He helped me write it. That's a thing that brothers do sometimes.
Have you seen Luigi?
Oh, fuck Luigi, who cares? Listen, issue one of Digitally Stimulated is out right now, and you can get it on your Kindle, Android, or whatever device. The great thing about a Kindle book is you can read it anywhere! We talk about Gears of War 2, Legend of Zelda, Duke Nukem Forever, the Cliffhanger Game. You know you want to hear about the Cliffhanger Game.
Hey!
What?
Oh no! I'm a fallen, and I can't get up! That is my impression of American advertising. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
God, you're a real bastard, Mario.
Not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone dogs and are they in harmony? You're a helpful snowman.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another one of these wonderful shows. We're back in our new studio apartment. Just the other morning, actually, I had a nice incident. Right after I recorded the last one of these, I think, or somewhere around there, I was waking up early to go to work on a Friday. And I hear this weird sound on the outside of the house, like on the window. I was like, what the fuck is that noise? And so then I hear it again, and I go over there, and there's some fuckface throwing dirt clods at the window and being like, Tyler, or whatever, some guy's name. I can't remember the guy's name. It's whoever lived here last, which I know because I knew his name at one point because I got a piece of his mail, which was from the Weld County Court. And I was super tempted to open it because I was like, oh my God, what if I live in like a murderer's house or, you know, a wife beater or whatever? Who knows? Well, who cares if it's a wife beater? I'm not his wife. That's not going to be a problem. Hashtag not my problem. But this guy is throwing dirt clods at the window. And then he's like, hey, Jeff. And I was like, I just went to the window and put my arms out to the side in the universal, like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, sorry. There's a guy, Jeff, who used to live here. And I was like, yeah, well, he doesn't live here anymore. Love doesn't live here anymore, buddy. It was like say anything except horrible, basically. It was just awful. And it's the kind of world I'm living in here. We had a trunk murder lady across the street. I saw some guy get beat up in the parking lot. A couple weeks ago or something like that. It's a real nice neighborhood that we live in. It's very high quality. I'm really glad that I live amongst like the exciting area. I would really hate to live in like a rich, nice neighborhood where these things didn't happen. Because boy, my day would be so boring. I wouldn't have to think about like, what would I use as a weapon to stop an intense beating if that was a thing? I wouldn't have these wonderful thoughts of how to treat my neighbor. But in light of all this, I was thinking the other day about how... that sounds so fake. You know, the other day I was thinking about... But that really is what happened. And that's really a good segue into this whole thing. You know, if you go to church, right, you hear these fucking stories, and it's like, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day and here's what happened and what I thought. And I was like, there must be just reams of these online, right? That if I'm like a pastor or whoever, preacher, captain, priest, priestly, Jason Priestley, if I'm that guy and I get up in front of the church people, the congregation who congregate and then listen to my story, there must be a bunch of these fake stories that you can do, right? And so I decided maybe I should look and just see if they are out there. And I did. And I found many. There's one called storiesforpreaching.com that even has everything categorized. So, you know, it's like compassion, complaining, crisis, cruelty, obedience, old age, ooh, pornography. Well, I think we know where we're going to start. This one is called The One with the Free Porn, which sounds like a Friends episode. Isn't that how those go? It's like The One with the da-ba-da-da. So this is the Friends episode with... Oh, this is about Friends. Okay. An episode of Friends titled The One with the Free Porn opens with Joey flicking through the channels on his TV to discover that somehow he's able to access a pay porn channel. Knowing neither her flatmate Chandler... knowing neither her nor flatmate Chandler have subscribed to a porn channel, the boys decide they will leave it running, figuring that if they turn it off, they might lose it. As the episode proceeds, we see the Friends cast watching porn on Joey and Chandler's TV and reacting in a variety of ways. The episode ends with Joey and Chandler realizing just how twisted their thinking has become under the influence of pornography. "I was just at the bank," says Chandler, "and there was this really hot teller, and she didn't ask me to go do it with her in the vault." "Same kind of thing happened to me," replies Joey. "Woman pizza delivery guy comes over, gives me the pizza, takes the money, and leaves." "What, no nice apartment? I bet the bedrooms are huge," asks Chandler. "No, nothing," replies Joey. The boys realize just how disturbed this conversation is and conclude, "You know what? We have to turn off the porn." Friends may be a sitcom, but in its own lighthearted way, this episode speaks the truth. Pornography invites us to view other people as sex objects, simply waiting to fulfill our every erotic desire, and so leads us into a process of dehumanizing them. Wow. That's a powerful message. That was written almost entirely by the writers of the television show Friends, and not this jerk-off who wrote this website. That seemed like, that was like a steal. I feel like they stole that, and they should have to get permission from Time Warner Cable or something like that. Also, that's the best pornography story you've got? That's terrible. Let's see. Ooh, how about science? We love science in this house. During the time... Oh, this is science and then God, need for... During the time of Napoleon, there was a brilliant French mathematician by the name of Pierre Simon de la Place, de la Soule. De la Soule was convinced that the universe operated like a giant machine and that if we had enough knowledge, we could predict everything that would happen in the future. He expressed this belief in a book called The Avengers and the Infinity Gauntlet. Not really. Philosophical Essays on Probabilities, and presented it to Napoleon. Napoleon said to him, Miss M. Dot Laplace, what? Monsieur Laplace? Is that what that's supposed to be? You abbreviate Monsieur with just an M and a period? What if someone was named M? This would be confusing, like James Bond's wife or whatever that lady was. That old woman that he was banging on the side? No. They tell me that you have written this large book on the system of the universe and have never mentioned its creator. To which Laplace said, "I have no need of that hypothesis." I don't get it. Does that mean he's like, "Oh, well, obviously there's a God." And so because one guy was like, "There's probably God," then it's cool. These stories are pretty boring. I'm going to say, ooh, how about hell? Hell. The color red. Oh, God. I'm already pretty pumped about how this starts. In 1985, Cher, So this is a story of hell. In 1985, Cher starred in a movie called Mask. She played the biker mother of Rocky, a teenager with a severe facial deformity. That guy was real fucked up. Possessed of a gentle nature, Rocky volunteers to help out a camp for blind kids. If they can't see his face, they'll judge him on who he is, not what he looks like. During the camp, he develops... Yeah, we know Mask. He develops a romance with one of the blind teenage girls. Blind since birth, she doesn't know what Rocky means when he talks about colors or clouds. Rocky's determined to communicate these things to her and has a brilliant idea. He leads the girlfriend into the kitchen and over to the refrigerator. He takes out a rock he's placed in there earlier and places it in her hands. That's blue, says Rocky. He then takes her to the oven and pulls out a rock which has been heated. Placing it in her hands, she comments on how hot it is. That's red, says Rocky. He then pulls out a bunch of cotton wool balls and places them in her hands. That's what clouds are like. The two of them grow excited as this young blind girl feels that for the first time, she understands what color and clouds are. Then he puts his erection in her hands and says, that's Rocky. Little Rocky. Little Rock? No. Of course, she never sees colors and clouds as they really are. I like how this is just like, by the way, she is still blind, so let's not get crazy. Rather, by comparing them to something she already knows, she's able to gain a sense of what they're like. When it comes to describing realities beyond our direct observation, the Bible adopts a strategy similar to Rocky's. How could we possibly understand exactly what heaven and eternity in it will be like if we've never experienced that kind of life yet? So the Bible draws pictures in terms of what we already know is familiar. There is no mention of hell in this entire thing, by the way. I think what they're trying to say is Mask is not a very good movie, which I totally agree with. Let's look at a different one, shall we? This is a new site, sermonsearch.com. Now we have all kinds of different topics here. Giving and stewardship, that sounds exciting. Money. I could use some money advice, right? Could we not all use some advice on money? Famous poem, farmer and the preacher, sportscaster. It is March Madness time, right? So this is from the Akron Beacon Journal magazine. The Journal magazine. A local sportscaster doing radio coverage of an Indiana high school football game from the stands. Oh, well, thanks for letting me know he's in the stands. Used a chart listing the names, numbers, and positions of the players to help him describe the action. Then it began. This whoever made up this one is like, oh, we got to kill some time here. How long does church last? Like 5 hours? Then it began to rain. The ink on the chart ran, and the numbers on the backs of the players were covered with mud. Identifying the home team players was easy, but the only familiar name on the lineup of the visiting Chicago team was that of Blonsky, a linebacker who was up for All-State. As local listeners didn't know the Chicago players, and his station wasn't powerful enough to reach Chicago, the sportscaster made up the names of every Chicago player but Blonsky, and since Blonsky was the only legitimate name, he did his play-by-play with Blonsky making most of the tackles. The next day, the Chicago coach called him to say he had done a really nice job of covering the game, except for one thing. Blonsky had broken his leg in the first half and spent the second half in the hospital, listening to himself playing one heck of a game. And that's a story about money. Who categorized these? That doesn't make sense. Why would that be a church story? One time, this guy made up a bunch of stuff because basically he had nothing else to do. And then, there was no even mention of money. Let's see. Here's one called Penny Pinching Tyrant. That sounds pretty good. It just goes like this. She owns a string of hotels. She owns the Empire State Building. She is a billionaire. Yet in September 1989, Leona Mindy Rosenthal Helmsley was convicted of 33 counts of tax evasion, for which he faces the possibility of being sent to prison for 100 years. This sounds very made up. According to Time magazine, she emerged as a penny-pinching tyrant who tried to stiff just about everybody. No amount of money was too small to fight over. After the sudden death of her only son at age 40 in 1982, she sued and won the lion's share of his estate, $149,000, leaving his four children with $432 each and his widow with $2,171. And that's the end of the story. I don't understand how that's a story about. These stories don't even make sense. This is terrible. All right. Let's try the Rocket Company. Preaching Rocket is what we have here. Seven preaching stories you can use in your sermons. Chinese bamboo. Should we do one about Chinese bamboo? It has, we can cultivate our hashtag soul. Oh, wait, this just links me to the Wikipedia page of bamboo. Chinese bamboo produces little outward growth for the first 4 years of its life. Though it's puny and pitiful, there's something powerful happening underground. In the fifth year, the tree grows 80 feet. We must cultivate our hashtag soul and understand that the root comes before the fruit. Ooh, see, that ends with a rhyme. That I like. That I like. There's a 99.99% soundproof room in Minneapolis that holds the Guinness World Record for being the quietest place on Earth. NASA rents it to train astronauts. Reminds me of what could happen when we heed the words of Psalm, I don't know how to read this, 46:10, and be hashtag still. Oh, I don't want to watch a video about this room. Hey, here's a really quiet room, and we made a video about it. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, but look, if I do this, if I do a 12-month program, I'll get 52 great stories from the worlds of science, technology, history, sports, literature, and more. Not only will this content help make my messages better, the program will deliver 12 modules of focused coaching to help you get better as a preacher. While you work on your sermon, we'll work on you. If you don't give us our money, we will work on you. I'll learn how to structure a great sermon. How to be spiritually and emotionally healthy? Well, this sounds great. I believe Preaching Rocket has been one of the greatest resources to come out for pastors. Justin Trapp, who's just some guy. There is one comment. I am 27 years old, a student who is graduating this year in November in one of the colleges in Rwanda, East Africa, but I also completed a diploma course in theology. I really love reading, studying, and preaching the Word of God. I am born-again Christian, so hopefully to gain so much from you in the areas I have read above. God be with you. I can't tell if that's a made-up thing or not in this case. Let's see. Here's a story called The Sign of the Times. They lie on the table, side by side, the Holy Bible and the TV guide. One is well-worn, but cherished with pride. Not the Bible, but the TV guide. One is used daily to help folks decide. Not the Bible, it's the TV guide. As the pages are turned, what shall they see? Oh, what does it matter? Turn on the TV. Then confusion reigns. They can't all agree on what they shall watch on the old TV. There'll be no presents this Christmas. So they open the book in which they confide. No, not the Bible, it's the TV guide. The Word of God is seldom read. Maybe a verse ere they fall into bed. Exhausted and sleepy and tired as can be. Not from reading the Bible, from watching TV. So then back to the table, side by side, lay the Holy Bible and the TV guide. No time for prayer, no time for the Word. The plan of salvation is seldom heard. But forgiveness of sin is so full and free, is found in the Bible, not on TV. Look at that. Now that's a real a tale. There's a link here that says I can receive Jesus and live forever. I'm clicking it. Well, okay. Inspirational Christian connection. How can I be saved forever? This is a lot of text. I'm not going to read this. This is too much. This is what it takes to be saved. Oh, here's a video. It's called Why Jesus? because. And it just says because. And it shows Jesus, a ghost space Jesus, crying, looking at the earth. I was kind of hoping this would have talking.
Because he gave his life.
I see. Oh my God.
And I admit.
There's a guy in like a horrible Hawaiian shirt, business pants, and frosted tips. He looks like young Guy Fieri, and he's kneeling, and then pasted in the background behind him is a fake-looking Jesus painting. And then the very next image is of, it's all red and white, and it's like a computer. And it just says triple X on it, and it's got an outline of what looks like those kids who are walking to school on the school zone sign. Then we have a real Hesher-looking guy lighting a pipe, if you can believe that. I guess these are the bad guys. Now we have a very pixelated girl praying, and it's poorly cropped as well. Now we have Jesus. This is like a real guy posed as Jesus. Some guy pulling a guy out of a river. Jesus hugging a little boy. This is a pretty intense video, even though it's still images. This one seems to be a modern man with jeans kneeling at a cross that has Jesus on it. I'm not really sure, and his shirt is billowing weirdly. It looks kind of like one of those wizard posters. You know, like if you got a wizard poster that has black light. This is Jesus. There's a note on the cross. I didn't know. Oh, that is a Jesus on an enormous cross. That is ridiculous. There's a lot of Jesus art out there. And I wouldn't say most of it is great. But I'm skipping ahead. There's a bunch of space Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. He's in space. Oh, now he's on the planet where Predator came from on Alien vs. Predator Requiem. That sort of desert hellscape. No wonder Predator left that planet. That place was terrible. Oh, here's a guy drinking a beer. Oh, there was a girl passed out in a bathroom with a beer bottle next to her. Just showed her really quick. She's laying on the floor. She's wearing a bandana, and there's just an empty beer bottle with no label on the floor next to her. Oh, been there, girlfriend. Oh, here's the pornography guy again. Oh, here's the Hesher again. Here's a pregnant lady. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a bad... This doesn't make a strong distinction between bad and good. Here's one that... Now there's an image of an iPod, and it just has a lady on it, and then it says censored, in, you know, with a bar that goes across so you can only see part of her face. I'm not sure if this is a very old iPod that I don't think could play video, but fine. A girl passed out on a bed with pills, a picture of the Ten Commandments. This is a crazy video. This video is way out of hand. There's Jesus helping up a guy. Another guy in jeans. The guy's in jeans. I don't think they had jeans in Jesus' days. I don't know. I'm going to go to this on YouTube here. Because I thought... I wonder what the comments for a video like this are like. Don't you? There are none. There's no comments on this video. How am I supposed to watch this? How am I supposed to know what the comments are? How about on Birth of Jesus HD Bible Stories for Kids? That's been watched 350,000 times. God, yes. They're all Indians. Oh, God. It's not the best. Okay. Someone comments, it is not the best, and someone else says, okay, that was good. Somebody says, can you please mail me this video? And someone replies with, we will not be able to do that. Please continue enjoying all the videos here. And then somebody else replies to that with, yes. I love my Lord and Savior, responded with, I'm going to a party after church. let's see. This is not Tudor. Someone says mean boy, spelled M-E-E-N. Oh, man. If you're going to tell a story, please tell a factual one. The wise men, number unknown, did not visit Jesus at the stable, most likely the lower room of a house where animals were kept. Jesus was not visited by wise men until he was around 2 years of age. It is the same as telling people that Noah's Ark was a small shed-like boat, when in fact it was the size of the Queen Mary. The animals did not just go in two by two, that was just the unclean animals. Most animals went in seven by seven, so be factual when storytelling. You will be held responsible if you mislead children. Whoa. I saw today, on this topic, a great picture book for kids, and it was called, like, I can't remember the pig's name, but it was called, like, Dexter, the pig who wanted to be kosher. And it's this, you know, anthropomorphic pig sitting at a bus stop, and he meets this rabbi, and the rabbi is waiting for the bus, and the pig's like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, oh, we're gonna have this, you know, dinner and stuff. And he's like, oh, well, can I be at the dinner? And he's like, oh, well, you're not kosher. And so then this pig goes eat and finds kosher pickles. And he's like, aha, I found kosher. And he eats a bunch of pickles. And then he meets another Jewish person who's like, well, you don't turn kosher by eating kosher pickles. And he's like, God damn it. And so then he finds some other bread or something and eats a bunch of that. And someone else is like, oh, no. You don't want to be kosher. That would mean we would eat you. You can just come to Jewish dinner and not have to be eaten. How about that? And he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds a lot better. So that's what he does. I just was like, kids books have these patterns, right? Where it's like, oh, well, here's the thing. You have this character who wants to be something, and then somebody else wants to, you know, or they want to be something, but it's like whatever they cannot be. And I was like, well, that's a pretty good example. You cannot be kosher if you're a pig. I'm sorry. But also, we won't eat you. Now, this begs the question of whether, you know, is there like another animal they were eating that was like, dudes, why are you eating me? This is messed up. I mean, when you're in a world of talking pigs, do the rules of Judaism still apply? I would question. Let's see. Here's another comments on another Jesus video. All you atheists, you're just making yourself look like loners who have nothing else to do with their lives, riddled with misspellings. Except watch a Bible story and then spoil the moment for the people who actually love the Lord. Now do us all a favor and keep your beliefs to yourself, and I will pray for y'all. Someone says, go tell it on the mountain, and when you're finished, go tell it in the outhouse. Awesome. Always the same threats. Believe my ridiculous stories, or you deserve to burn for an eternity. Okay, this is too stupid. I want to just see the comments on, like, a normal video. Everyone's like, YouTube comments are the worst, right? But, like, what's a crazy... Funny cats scared of random things, right? What would people possibly comment on this? Cringeworthy comments made by oversensitive people below. Scaring animals on purpose isn't funny, dipshits. They can develop stress-related health issues. Oh my goodness. Just like old people. LMAO. Oh, that's awesome. Can I also add that an iguana whipping a cat isn't funny either? I've been whipped and had it draw blood. Not like paper cut blood either. That part kind of bothered me. Apparently a cat gets whipped by an iguana. We all know iguanas have a famous whip. This is great. This is really long and insane. Finally, some knows what I am trying to say. Fucking hell, by the way, I like your bike. I used to have a KTM. I'm getting a new one, a 125cc. LOL. Oh my god. Like, what's, I don't know what's popular. What do kids like these days? I just want to see, you know, what's the popular on the YouTubes. How do I do that? Oh, trending. That looks good. That looks good. Rogue One, a Star Wars teaser trailer. That sounds like a winner. Yeah, it sounds like a winner. What are people saying about Rogue One? Comment section is cancer. This looks awesome. What happened to my boy Tyrone? Who's Tyrone? This comment is going to get lost in a sea of comments. That's not a real comment. Star Wars The Feminist Awakens. I today was thinking about this because, okay, so this new Star Wars apparently stars a lady or whatever. And I was thinking how there is just some marketer somewhere every time like a new Star Wars thing comes out, or like everyone's arguing about Lady Ghostbusters and stuff. And there's just some marketer who is like, these motherfuckers are doing so much work for me. They're just like, whatever. I don't, who cares if they have a problem with it, if they love it. And like, it's so convenient that we can all just align our social feelings like, oh yeah, well, I want to see, I liked that the new Star Wars trailer had a woman in it, and therefore I'm a good person and everything's going to be great. And then other people who are like, oh, it's not all about that. And then I watched it and was like, guys, it's fucking not even 2 minutes. Who cares? Who cares? It's a Star Wars movie. What the fuck? I like this one. I like the trailer. Thanks, Disney and Lucasfilms. You're welcome. I can't wait for Dark Souls 3. That has nothing to do with this. Isn't this basically the exact same main character as The Force Awakens? Headstrong, skinny, brown-haired girl in her 20s who becomes powerful. Might as well have just cast Daisy again. Boom. Take that. Ooh, this is a guy who said Spaceman Spiff. He got that. He got that on YouTube, huh? Okay, let's break this shit down. Episodes 1 through 6 have male leads. Episodes 7 through 9 have female lead. Rogue One has a female lead. The Han Solo and Boba Fett movies obviously have male leads. So of 12 known Star Wars movies, 8 have male leads and 4 have female leads. That's a 2-to-1 ratio, so stop your bitching. That's start out. About how Star Wars is feminist SJW propaganda. The human race has two genders. Sometimes movie makers like to use both of them. Yeah, good for you guys. I don't know, who cares? I just don't care. I cannot care about the Star Wars movie and its propagandy. Is that the word? How about BB Rexha, No Broken Hearts featuring Nicki Minaj? I don't even know what this is. BB? BB reminds me of Miley Cyrus in 2013. The most basic ass song I have ever heard. Here we go. Was going to masturbate to this, but then my ears started bleeding. I decided to masturbate with my ear blunt. Oh. That's what I came for. That's what I was hoping to find out. Somebody was going to masturbate with their ear blunt. Should we hear what the song sounds like for like 2 seconds? Let's just see. Oh, God. No broken hearts in the club, no tears in the club, because we gonna get it popping tonight. So this is what kids like now, I guess. I want to play you something. So that was a song by BB Rexha and I guess Nicki Minaj. I don't know if that was Nicki Minaj was involved yet or not. I can't tell. But I'm going to play you another song. This is by another hip-hop artist who's quite, you might know, you might not. I'm going to just play a little bit, and we'll do like a Name That Tune. See how fast you can identify this song and the artist. I'm at home, at a bar.
but I won't stop. I wouldn't really try to, wouldn't really try to talk about this beat, man. Talking about this beat like we ain't been in the game for 50 years. You know what I'm saying? We ain't been doing it like we got the performing the secret recipe. You know what I'm saying?
I've been in the kitchen, whipping. I've been chefing, mixing with my left hand. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'ma serve it. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'ma serve it. I stir it. I hit the pop of the spatula. I mix it. I whip it so good you would think I'm a natural. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'ma serve it. You could catch me at the stove. I was whipping up a bowl. I just came back from the stove. 5-star restaurant at home. I just dumped out that whole packet. Add the powder, let it simmer. I was whipping. Should be done about 10 minutes. Hold up, I told you I'm serving that stroganoff. Hot off the oven, it's molten lava.
Okay. If you haven't guessed by now, that's probably because this is a song that was put out by Hamburger Helper on April Fool's Day called Watch the Stove that I feel sounds pretty much like an actual song. I stay with chickens like Cacciatore. Y'all just trying to talk about some people and ain't no competition in my category. Hey, keep that heat on me. I'll be in the kitchen 350 degrees on me. I mean, I gotta say, I can't decide if this is a statement that Hamburger Helper did a great job or that hip-hop music is a toilet inside of another toilet that has been flushed down a third toilet at this point. I cannot decide. We have a last thing to do today. We have a little piece of business to take care of. Once in a while, you'll see these little magazines. They're like little comic books will get left somewhere. They're like long, I don't know, they're a little longer than a business card. And they seem to be sort of religious or whatever. And what they'll do is they'll put a rubber band around the inside, like half through the pages, and then hang it somewhere. And I've been finding these in the bathroom at work. So I was like, you know what? Let's just see what happens. This one is called The Sissy, and it's got a guy who looks like he's a big, fat, hairy truck driver guy smoking, and he's got a tattoo that says mother. So they're in the truck, two guys. Here we go. What did you do then, Duke? Then I knocked that third guy right through a plate glass window onto the street. Wow, you sure took care of that sucker. It's a man's world, Billy Joe. You gotta be tough to survive. You're like, I just turned into... let's get some food. I could eat a horse. Man, look what's on the back of that truck. That really bugs me. Only a gutless idiot would have that up there, because Jesus was a sissy. On the back of this truck, it says Jesus saves. Is that a fact, Duke? Yep. Then this huge guy looks like fucking Superman comes out from the side, and he says, howdy, I heard what you said about Jesus being a sissy. Is this your rig? It sure is, little fella. How about you boys joining me for supper? Yeah, thanks. This guy is super ripped. He's sitting at the table, and it looks like, I can't remember the actor's name. He's like tearing, he looks like the fucking Incredible Hulk, and these guys look like piles of shit. So he's praying, thank you, Father, for this food in Jesus' name. How'd I get into this? He's thinking. Duke, what makes you think Jesus was a sissy? Well, in my book, any man that turns the other cheek is a chump. And we have a close-up of this guy. He's like supposed to look super handsome, but he looks scary. He looks like a leprechaun face. Duke, if God Almighty could turn himself into a man like us, with all that power still inside him, and some dude asked him to fight, who would win? Hey, that wouldn't be fair fight. The God-man would kill him. Then God-man should turn his cheek? He'd have to. It'd be like fighting the bionic man, only worse. Let me shake you up, Duke. The Bible says Jesus created the universe, and he was God Almighty in the flesh, Jesus is the God man. Are you kidding? Are you fucking shitting me? No, Duke. His mission was to come to this planet to save your neck. I don't understand. Me neither. If your house was on fire, you and your wife and kids were sleeping, and I drove by and saw it burning, and I didn't wake you up because I knew you'd be uptight, what would you think of me? You mean we all got burned up because you didn't warn us? That's right. Man, I'd hate you. I'd curse you forever. I'd never forgive you. You'd be the worst kind of murderer. So he's saying, when I was all burned up and dead, if you drove by and didn't tell us, I'd be pretty mad at you. Even though clearly I probably burned down the house because I, had a hot plate running that I put on top of the stove because the burners don't work. And I just put hot plates where all four burners would be. Then listen good, Duke. Your house is on fire. You're going to hell on a greased pole and Satan is laughing his head off. What? Are you crazy? Two powerful persons are fighting for you, and right now the devil's gotcha, and you're so blinded you don't even know it. The Bible says all have sinned, that's you, Duke, and come short of the glory of God. That means you aren't going to heaven. Then I'm going to hell and fry forever? That's right, Duke, but you don't have to. You mean I should stop boozing, swearing, and cheating on my old woman and start going to church and lead the good life? Nope, it wouldn't do you any good, Duke, because you'd still be going to hell. Oh, and the waitress is listening, and she's like, gulp, that's what I'm doing. She's boozing, swearing, and cheating on her old woman. I like that it's like these things are in the same category. Drinking booze, swearing, and cheating on your wife. Those are pretty much the same level of terror. Hold it, partner. The only good thing you said was, I don't have to go to hell. Just what did you mean by that? And he's sweating like crazy. I don't know if that's because of the hell or what. Let's go back to the one you called a sissy. Would you have the guts enough to go into a town where you knew they were going to kill you? No way. He did, Duke. He did it for you. When he got to that town, they framed him and beat him with a whip that had chunks of metal and bone. It cut his muscles and blood vessels to shreds. He should have died before they nailed him on the cross. You see, Duke, he was beaten to a pulp for you. That's how much he loved you. The Bible says his visage, the way he looked, was so marred, torn up, more than any man, than he died on the cross. I like how he's translating this for Duke slash me. His visage, the way he looked, was so marred, torn. Yeah, I got that one. Also, there's a picture of him. He shed his precious blood to wash away your sins. He was executed for your crimes against God. His job was finished. He arose from the dead. Now he's in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. When he comes back to rule this, there's a bunch of citations in here for the Bible. Just in case I was like, this sounds pretty fishy. Well, we're quoting a book. When he comes back to rule this earth in a few years, people will run and hide. They'll ask the rocks to fall on them so they won't have to look up at him. That's when Jesus wipes out the world's armies who fight him at the Battle of Armageddon. Jesus is going to do that? Yup, and he's coming in power and glory. Now comes the rough part, on Doomsday, when all those who died in their sins... Okay, come on. What do I do to get the blood to wash away my sins? Oh, and then the waitress is like, can I pray that too? And then they're all praying around the table, and the cook, the comedian cook, where's Martha? Am I going to go in bananas, or is that a prayer meeting I see? The next day, I found out something when we prayed in that restaurant, Billy Joe. What's that, Duke? That Jesus had more guts than any man that ever lived, and I love him for that. Me too, Duke. Me too. And he has a huge Jesus Saves thing on his car. Oh, God. This is from Chick Publications, by the way, which we're really getting a lot of religious stuff in here. I didn't really mean that. They're at chick.com. I can't believe they got that website. Chick Publications. Chick tracts get read. Billy lost his gold, but he got something better. Well, they have a whole catalog. The top 10 tracts. This was your life. Can you just look at them? Do I have to like buy these? This one's cool. This one looks like it was a Mad magazine. Oh, he says, oh, it's a dead guy. This kind of looks like a whoever did Astro Boy did this one. You can read these whole things online. This is great. If you go to chick.com, you know, chick like hot babe or whatever, and you basically get this for 17 cents. Oh, this has things to do. One of the things is meet Jesus. Oh, you don't actually meet Jesus when you click on that. You can embed tracks. You can read online. Oh, should we take a survey? Video blog. They have t-shirts. What kind of t-shirts you think they got? Pusheen. They have one that says, please don't go to hell. It's so unnecessary. Believe in the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. And it's got a picture of fire. It's got actually a pretty metal looking demon. There's an awesome picture of like a rainbow mansion of gold. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard the things which God hath prepared for them. That looks pretty cool. Oof, that's an ugly shirt. That is too purple. I think they only have these two shirts. Don't go to hell and you want a mansion in heaven. But they're pretty strong. I'm pretty into that. I guess Jack Chick is like a guy. Ooh, they have a thing about Halloween. Four easy ways to love sharing the gospel this Halloween. Oh, God. You can give out these tracts and give three crayons so kids can color them in. You can roll the tracts around candy. You can put tracts in the bowl with candy. Or you can put out a variety of tracts and let kids choose their favorite. Wow. Well, at least they like let they're not like no Halloween. Oh, they have a bunch of Halloween ones. The Little Ghost, Spooky, Charlie's Ants. That doesn't make sense. The Nervous Witch, The Devil's Night, The Walking Dead, The Greatest Story Ever Told. I think that's a trick. I don't think that story is going to be Beetlejuice. Where's the Beetlejuice script? So there you go. Chick. Go check that out. Check out everything. Do all the things that you've never done. Sorry we did all our religion on this show. I always thought Jesus was a pussy, but now I know that he's a pussy in the more righteous feminist sense, which is he is very strong. I've been that hillbilly. And here's the devil's music to take us out. We'll see you next time. Left to make sure that we eat. Left that he stay with that heat. Only want beef with the lean in it. I added the different ingredients. That's why the streets show me love. Cause I've always been feeding them. To find out what people really thought about Ninja Sons, a new book from Peter Dirk, we decided to ask the only honest people we know. Kids.
What? That's just hideous.
Okay.
Whoa. I'm not laughing anymore.
They didn't put much effort and money into it. Oh, too much kicking.
Oh my gosh, that looks scary.
They look very stupid, but they look ugly.
This was pretty cool.
Oh my gosh.
What? So stupid.
They're samurais now, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you know what? Kids are fucking dumb, okay? Go buy the book, Ninja Sons. Buy it. Fuck off.